Well, my next guest is still here for his holiday because he has to share what is up. What are the things to watch for in 2016 when it comes to philanthropy? This time every month, we talk about what's happening under the auspices of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy, our nonprofit navigation segment. Thanks to you, Jason Franklin, to do just that. Dr. Franklin, WK Kellogg Community Philanthropy Chair. Good morning to you from A Call You, Jason.
Good morning. Hey. It's nice to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing very fine. Fridays are always a good thing. I kind of kind of chill out a little bit on Friday. Not
just
a lot.
Just a little snow coming down, and I'm ready for the weekend.
That'd be nice. It'll expected to, so we'll keep our eye out the window. Tell us again about how you serve the center, Dr. Franklin.
Yeah, so I'm the new Kellogg Chair in Community Philanthropy. It's a new endowed chair from the Kellogg Foundation and Kellogg Corporation looking at research, advising, speaking, consulting about how do we give together and give to communities we care about.
We're a giving community, aren't we?
We are. We're actually, Grand Rapids, one of the most philanthropic communities in the country.
Yes, and end of the year, we still have a week or two to make those checks to our passionate purposes.
Exactly. I keep telling people, don't put it off until December 31st. You got other things to do and champagne to drink, but really to look at, making gifts to both the groups you love and one extra gift to somebody you've just discovered, I think can be a fun extra addition.
I like that. Yeah, drink champagne while you're writing out the checks. That could get you in trouble.
One more zero.
Yeah, you know your job. Dr. Franklin, let's talk about maybe some serious topics here and some topics we need to know about, things to watch for in 2016 when it comes to philanthropy. You want to talk taxes?
Well, none of us ever really want to talk taxes, but we've got some interesting developments. As everyone's probably read about, massive tax bill going through Congress right now. But for nonprofits, what it does is actually makes permanent a lot of really important tax, charitable deduction-related tax issues, from the IRA charitable rollover to enhanced deductions for giving land. It's also really important for nonprofits that are serving low-income communities because the child tax credit, the opportunity tax credit, earned income tax credit, which are really critical, are also being made permanent. So the big takeaway is we didn't expect it to happen like this, all of these taxes at the last minute all being made permanent, but it does provide some really important stability. Mm-hmm. And a good thing for individuals to go ask their tax accountants and advisors about, what does this mean for my long-term giving?
Well, and usually, the questionnaire here is what that means for long-term giving is continue to give and continue to see if you can reap some of the benefits, too, when it comes
exactly.
to taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, that continue to give and that actually what these taxes, by making them permanent, by making the tax exemptions and deductions permanent, lets us plan better. So there's been a challenge year to year. Will it be next year or not? What will I do? Now we can really know, okay, this is what it will look like. So make your gifts, but also make your giving plans.
And as you mentioned, probably best way to find out more about that is certainly to work with your tax preparer, your professional. Talking point number two. 2016 does bring about an election, right?
It certainly does, and none of us can escape the elections that are already going on and the endless debates that are happening. But I think the big thing to remember as for each of us as donors is not to stop giving to the groups we love when we start giving to the election campaigns that fire us up. Human services don't follow an election cycle, and it's always a challenge for nonprofits where there's a loud sucking sound into the election donations that happens every 4 years, but we can't give up on the groups we care about and the communities we care about.
So I guess pay attention to the election. Obviously, our chief commander is important to us all and to the nonprofit philanthropic area, but its impact on the nonprofit sector is important as well.
Yeah. I mean, who gets elected will have an impact on the nonprofit sector, from the government revenues coming to social services to how our tax deductions get looked at for charitable giving. But I think as we think about it before the election is, do your election giving on top of your charitable giving, not in place of it.
Yes. Will you have workshops about these topics and more throughout 2016 to continue to educate us? Or?
Yeah, we have a wide range. We have a wide range of programs that are going to be happening all through 2016. Actually, one that I'm really excited about is our strategic leadership series. So we just had our first one at the beginning of December. Our next one is coming up on March 9th, which is looking at social innovation and creative placemaking. So lots of the new emerging trends in philanthropy and the nonprofit world. I'm really kind of amazed by the lineup of speakers we've got for 2016, and you can find them all at johnsoncenter.org.
Yeah, let's spend a minute on that. So you started, I know we talked, I think we even talked about it, the Strategic Leadership Series. You started in December. The next one is in March.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the next one's March 9th at 4 p.m., and it's focusing on creative placemaking. So what does it mean to build the community that you're part of, and what does it mean to introduce social innovation, the new trends around nonprofit management, developing social enterprises and others that'll really kind of push us forward?
Who should attend that?
Everyone.
It's kind of like, who should read
exactly.
your book? Everybody.
Nonprofit leaders, aspiring nonprofit leaders, individual donors, foundation leaders, and those who are kind of involved in the public and civic sector who are interested in these kind of topics.
And then, as you mentioned, there's obviously probably a series that happens in the summertime.
We do. We have a whole series running throughout the spring and summer. So we've got three others coming up in the Strategic Leadership Series. We also have a Brown Bag Lunch Series that are more informal trainings for nonprofit leaders that happen every month, and a number of one-off programs throughout the spring.
And you have, your services are available for those who, I'll say it, I guess want to hire you for strategic planning and for other nonprofit issues.
Yes, we do a wide range of work from capacity building and training for nonprofits to advising foundations and donors. And we work locally in Grand Rapids, across Western Michigan, across the state, and indeed nationally and internationally, available to help, as well as the degree programs here at Grand Valley State University in nonprofit management and philanthropic leadership.
So Dorothy A. Johnson ever, walk through the halls and make her presence?
She does. I'm actually having breakfast with her on Tuesday. She's quite an amazing woman.
Yeah, she's an awesome lady. Well, full circle, tax reform policy changes are important.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to paying attention to the election and our philanthropic decisions here.
Yep. I think the basic takeaway is keep giving and make sure you pay attention to how do taxes and elections influence the broader cycle, but not take your eye off the ball of the groups that you care about.
All right. Pretty simple. Dr. Jason Franklin, W.K. Kellogg Community Philanthropy Chair. How do we find out more information in general?
Visit us at johnsoncenter.org.